The city is going a step further in trying to get rid of shops selling illegal weed. Now they are threatening them with eviction.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us after hearing from the mayor and the Manhattan DA today. So what's the strategy here, Steve?
Well, basically what we heard from the mayor and the DA is that their efforts so far to penalize these shops, giving them fines, confiscating their product, it just hasn't been enough. These shops are making so much money that they just see that as the cost of doing business. So now plan B is to look at possibly evicting them. The DA told us he is sending out letters to around 400 of these shops saying, we know what you're up to, we know what you're selling, get your act together or you could be kicked out. First, it would be up to the landlord to start up eviction proceedings. But if that doesn't happen, then Bragg said his office is ready to step in and take these shops to court. On top of that, the mayor announced that the NYPD did something of a sting operation, sent four undercover auxiliary officers who were under 21 into some of these shops. Now, four of those shops are facing formal complaints about selling to underage consumers, and the city is asking a judge to shut them down.
Well, this would be a big undertaking, trying to get hundreds of shops evicted. Can the DA's office even handle that many cases?
You know, that's something I brought up with the DA. Each eviction case would require a lot of legwork. Basically, you'd have to prove that not only is there illegal activity happening here, but that the landlord knew about it and did nothing. And, you know, doing that hundreds of times over would be a lot to handle. DA Bragg basically acknowledged that they may not be able to get to everyone here, but they will be looking to prioritize some cases over others. For example, places that are, again, selling to kids, places that might be near the licensed shops and taking business away from them, places that, you know, might be selling more dangerous products. He said they'll be strategic and targeted here, looking at all of the circumstances as a whole.
We're still just only with two legal cannabis shops in New York, Steve. Any word on when we can expect more to open?
You know, not really. And that's one of the big underlying issues here, that New York's rollout in the legal market has been so slow that it opened up the opportunity for these shops to kind of step into this legal gray area. We heard from the executive director of the state cannabis operation, Chris Alexander. He again said this rollout is the result of New York trying to do things differently, trying to open up the market first to those who are impacted by the war on drugs. And he acknowledged that they are trying to get more shops open. They're going as fast as they can. They've approved hundreds more licenses, but there have been challenges around things like finding real estate, finding capital for these businesses. It's also been a slow-moving process in terms of a lawsuit around the application process. It's preventing any legal shops from opening in certain places like Brooklyn and the Hudson Valley. So the state has seen a lot of obstacles here, and these shops saw that as a chance to get in on the action here.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.